Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I wish to call the meeting to order. And it's an opportunity for me to request that you lend me your ears now. And as I start, I wish to remind that the nomination forms for the chairpersons should reach the secretary by noon today, noon sharp. Of course, the session will be going on, but if they are submitted past noon, then that will be too late. Yesterday, we were on agenda item 4, and in fact, at the middle of the agenda item, we did pick a good hour delay, and it's the interest of the chair to make sure we make up for that 1 hour delay. And please, again, I want to ask the delegations not to reopen discussions which already took place in the committees. But for the interest of time, if you are not happy with what happened in the committee and you did made reservation there and you still want your reservation to appear in the report of this commission meeting, just please say that. I understand we had a lot of reasons, so you could be having a lot of reasons, but it will save us time by just going to the point, stating specifically the need to have your reservations made, and we just do that, and we make progress. So we were looking at proposals submitted from different committees for adoption at step 8 and step 5-8. And now we are looking at text presented from the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. And the document is Alnom 08/31/5, and we are on page 4. The first one is draft maximum residual limits for pesticides being proposed for adoption at step 8. And again, for the interest of the delegates, there is a reference to the appropriate text in the ALNOM. And the ALNOM here is ALNOM 08/31/24, paras 41104, and in the appendix 2, so that we are all on the same wavelength. European Community, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Los comentarios de la Comunidad Europea sobre este punto se encuentran en el documento LIM número 5. Como ya indicó en la última sesión del Comité sobre Residuos de Plaguicidas, la Comunidad Europea mantiene su reserva con respecto a la adopción de los proyectos de límites máximos de residuos para las siguientes combinaciones de sustancias y productos: para el captán, sustancia 007, para uvas, uvas pasas, frutas pomáceas y melocotones. La Comunidad Europea no apoya el proyecto de LMRs debido a preocupaciones sobre la ingestión aguda. También para el fenitrotión, sustancia número 37, para las manzanas, también debido a problemas sobre la ingestión. La Comunidad Europea, por lo tanto, solicita que se incluya una reserva en el informe. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, European Community, and reservations granted. Any other flag, please? Norway, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We appreciate the work in CCPR with setting MRLs, and most of the MRLs are okay with us. However, as already stated in the committee, we does not, as well as the European Community, does not support advancement of the MRLs for Captan, and also the MRLs for Phenytotrione in Apple. And we therefore also would like to maintain our reservation for these pesticides and commodities. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Then reservation will be noted. Any other flag, please? No? Thank you very much. Then we adopt the text with the reservation as expressed by the European Community and in Norway. The next one is also from the same committee, proposed draft maximum residual limits for pesticides, being proposed to be adopted at step 5.8, appendix 3 of ALNOM 08/31/24. European Community, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Los comentarios de la Comunidad Europea sobre este punto también se encuentran en el documento LIM número 5. La Comunidad Europea mantiene su reserva con respecto a la adopción en el trámite 5.8 para los anteproyectos de LMRs para las siguientes combinaciones de sustancias y productos. Fenitrotión, sustancia número 37, para el arroz y el trigo, debido a preocupaciones sobre la ingestión aguda. Para el fosmet, sustancia 103, para albaricoques, nectarinas, peras y manzanas, también debido a preocupaciones, pero esta vez sobre la ingestión a corto plazo. Y para la sustancia ciflutrin, beta ciflutrin, número 157, para frutos cítricos y coliflores, también debido a preocupaciones sobre la ingestión aguda. Por lo tanto, señor presidente, la Comunidad Europea también solicita que se incluya una reserva en el informe. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, European Community. We have noted the reservation and Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia supports advancement of all the MRLs listed in the ALNOR. We would like to draw to the Commission's attention our comments in LIM 3, page 17. Again, an editorial. We believe the words except maize are missing, and it's a minor issue. I just needed to raise it at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. We would look at that editorial and make the necessary correction. Norway, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Norway, we would also like to maintain our reservations from the Committee of Pesticide Residues for the MRLs for phenytotrione in rice and wheat, and the MRL for phosmet in apricot and nectarines, pears and apples, and the MRLs for ciflutrin and beta-ciflutrin in cauliflower and citrus fruits, all due to intake concerns. And we would like that our reservation is named in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. We shall maintain that reservation. Any other flag? No? Thank you very much. Then we adopt the proposed draft maximum residual limits for pesticides at step 5.8 with the reservation from the European Community and Norway. Then the next text is from the Codex Committee on Residues for Veterinary Drugs in Foods. Draft maximum residual limits for veterinary drugs, colistin and ractopamine, and the document is ALNOM 08/31/31, appendix 2. Any objections there? The Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia supports adoption at step 8 for this proposal. The committee's undertaken a science-based assessment of ractopamine, and it's progressed through each step. There are no science-based reasons for the standard not to proceed, and Australia would give it our full support. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. And then I have the European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The European Community has no objections to the adoption of the standard in relation to colistin. However, as signalled in our written comments on the outcome of CCRBDF, we have problems in relation to the adoption of a standard on ractopamine. Let me outline briefly the background to this particular substance. It is a beta agonist used as an additive in pig feed, which apparently is very successful in increasing productivity in the pig meat sector. This poses two very fundamental issues for the European Community. We are the world's second largest producer and consumer of pig meat. We have in parallel a ban on the use of beta agonists as growth promoters. And we have a very fundamental legislation in this respect, fully supported by producers and consumers. And to overturn this legislation would be quite a complicated process. However, we are equally very mindful of our obligations in the Codex, and we note the good work that has taken place in JECFA and CCRVDF. Nonetheless, to engage with our stakeholders, we need an opinion from the European Food Safety Authority on the safety of this substance, and that opinion has been requested. It will be available, we expect, in February of next year, which is sufficient time for it to be taken up and discussed in the next meeting of the CCRVDF. We would therefore ask you to use your good offices to refer this standard back to CCRVDF at Step 5 for comments at Step 6. In parallel, we will work with our own stakeholders in relation to this issue, taking account not only of the scientific evidence, but the very sensitive nature of this particular substance in Europe. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, European Community. And then I had Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais. Mr. تدعم الموافقة على اعتماد الحدود القصوى للكوليستين عند الخطة الثامنة. خاصة في الماشية، ألبان الأغنام، بيض الدجاج والأنسجة الخاصة بها. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. And then I have China, please. China.
谢谢主席，我的发言呢尽量简短，但是鉴于中国对莱克多巴胺草案的高度关注，可能要多用一点时间。首先呢，中国支持欧盟的发言，关于这个多年菌素，中国代表团没有意见，支持通过。但是对于莱克多巴胺， 中国代表团的意见如下：中国坚决反对大会通过莱克多巴胺限量草案，建议大会将草案退回第五部，交由兽药残留委员会继续进行讨论，给包括中国在内的禁止使用莱克多巴胺的国家以足够的时间，组织开展建立在本国养殖模式和消费方式下的风险评估。主要有以下几点理由：第一点， 在2007年的9月份，食品法典委员会第17届会议在美国召开，中国农业部和质检总局共同组团准备赴美参会，但是呢，农业部方面的人员没有获得赴美签证，没能参加本次会议，这使中国失去了在会上发言和表达观点的机会。为了表达中方的意见， 2008年的3 月， 中国国家首席兽医官、致信FAO的秘书处和兽药残留委员会的主席表示，中国反对将莱克多巴胺最大残留限量标准进入到第八步。同时呢，中国政府也对第17届兽药委员会关于莱克多巴胺的报告正式反馈了中方的意见。第二点， 中国为了保障消费者食品安全和畜牧业的发展，禁止使用莱克多巴胺、盐酸克伦特罗等贝特兴奋剂一大类的药物，并且呢禁止在畜产品中检出。这一规定呢建立在中国国情的基础上，也得到了中国养殖业者和消费者的普遍支持。特别需要指出的是，中国城乡居民的饮食结构和其他国家有很大的区别，特别喜欢食用动物的内脏，而兴奋剂类这一大类药物在内脏中的残留都超过了肌肉组织的很多倍，所以呢，在中国批准使用莱克多巴胺的隐患呢非常大。在没有针对中国特定国情进行充分的风险评估的情况下，允许使用该类药物，中国消费者的健康可能受到比较大的影响。第三点，目前对莱克多巴胺安全的评估呢，主要是建立在美国等少数国家的一个模式的基础上，我们认为这些安全认定还不足以证明在中国这样一个人口众多、膳食结构特殊，而且呢生猪饲养方式多样的国家使用莱克多巴胺是安全的。对莱克多巴胺的风险评估呢，中国的态度是十分积极的，从2007年的10月份已经成立了专门的评估小组，在中国的特定膳食结构和饲养模式下开展这个初步的风险评估。根据现在专家小组的初步意见，现在我们收集到的资料还无法证明在中国允许使用莱克多巴胺不会对人产生不良的影响。我们最后一点理由是呢，基于历史的教训和各国国情的不同，我们认为中国、欧盟对这个同属贝塔兴奋剂类的莱克多巴胺实行禁用措施呢，是符合谨慎使用原则的，应该得到各方面的认可。目前批准使用莱克多巴胺的国家只有25个，有150多个国家呢是没有批准使用的。特别是在中国，中国是世界上最大的生猪生产国，在2007年的时候呢，生猪饲养量已经达到了10.05亿头，猪肉的产量呢达到了4287.8万吨，所以呢，我们认为从保护消费者健康的角度。
China, please, we have taken more than the 2 minutes, and I took that liberty because you said you didn't participate in the committee. But could you please summarize?
谢谢主席，就剩最后一句话。从保护消费者的健康，中国采取谨慎使用的原则，我们想是一个完全负责任的态度。谢谢主席。
Thank you, China, and I really hope next time you'll be able to get your visa to go to the meeting. And I have Brazil, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. La delegación brasileña gustaría de apoyar la posición expresada por Australia con relación específicamente a la cuestión de la ractopamina. El JECFA desarrolló estudios científicos con el objetivo de establecer el límite máximo de residuos para esta sustancia y presentó dichos estudios en el comité específico. En este contexto, el comité acordó en avanzar al trámite 8 y someter a la comisión para adopción. Este producto, señor presidente, fue examinado por todas las evaluaciones científicas necesarias. Por lo tanto, no hay justificación científica legítima para impedir la recomendación de esta sustancia y la aprobación de ella. Es fundamental subrayar que los Estados miembros necesitan conocer cuáles son los límites inocuos del uso de sustancias de esta naturaleza y lo conocen ya por los estudios hechos con el objetivo de perfeccionar continuamente sus programas de control y garantizar la inocuidad de los alimentos. La delegación brasileña expresa su apoyo total a la adopción del LMR por el comité, presentado por el comité específico y entiende que ya existe bastante base científica para la adopción de este LMR. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Brazil. And then I have Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Norway strongly supports the views being put forward by EU and supported by China. We'd also like to underline that the the reasons for using veterinary medical products should be used only if necessary. Veterinary medicinal products should be used only to prevent and to cure diseases and injuries and not to fit animals into production. It's not necessary, neither ethically acceptable, to cause abnormal animal growth using ractopamine. Abnormal growth damages animal health and welfare. Natural and sufficient growth may be achieved through feeding and other welfare measures. Veterinary medicinal products should not be used to compensate for reduced welfare. The use of growth hormones and other drugs used for increased production may cause unacceptable health and environmental risks. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Norway, and I hope you don't mean colistin and ractopamine. Are you making reference to only one or both of them?
I'm sorry, it's only ractopamine. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Norway. And then I have Guatemala, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Seré sumamente breve. Nosotros consideramos también que es importante que se reevalúe el uso de la ractopamina nuevamente. Consideramos todavía que podríamos remitirlo otra vez al trámite 5 para que siga sus estudios, porque consideramos que está un poco confuso todavía la situación del uso de la ractopamina. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Guatemala. I've realized there are two positions so far. One in favor of adoption at step 8, the other in favor of returning it to step 5. And there are also the views from the chair of the committee that there's nothing to be discussed as new in the committee at this material time. And I want to give a proposal which I think would be a compromise between the two extreme views, and that is we retain it at step 8. We have done that even yesterday, and require any member with information to channel it through the committee. And the committee, if it so feels, can request for scientific advice from JECFA. So it's a solution that I'm trying to float the commission and see if that can be accepted, because already I know there are these two views, adopting or no adoption. So I'll really request the members who are going to take the floor to see if they can agree with my proposal. And of course, I'll give an opportunity to those who had supported either view to also see if they can agree with my proposal. So I have Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Simplemente manifestar que es un momento muy importante para esta asamblea el poder decidir sobre un trámite que está acabado, que está terminado. Fue clara la expresión del presidente del comité, Estados Unidos, donde se demuestra que la evidencia científica avala el procedimiento, de tal manera que habría simplemente que decidir sobre qué bases va a actuar Codex Alimentarius, si sobre creencias o sobre evidencia científica. La evidencia científica está expresada perfectamente y documentada, y por lo tanto México exige, junto con Argentina, la posición de Brasil, Australia y Estados Unidos, la base científica y, por lo tanto, dar curso al procedimiento como está establecido precisamente por el estatuto y el reglamento de Códex Alimentarios. Sobre las creencias, hay que atribuir, pues, la forma de evidencia científica a el procedimiento que debe de ponderar el Códex Alimentarios. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. I have Turkey, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We also support the European position, European Committee position.
Thank you, Turkey. And then I have South Africa, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'm a bit puzzled, I must say. We keep on saying that we use science to make decisions here. And the science of today that exists says has a particular view. And in saying this, I want to also speak to the suggestion that you make that let's try and stick to the principles that guide us in terms of how we do our work here. Otherwise, we would go around in circles trying to achieve our objectives here. And if the science today says a particular view should hold, then let it be so. And if at a particular point in time science says something else, let us then reconsider and then review those decisions that we made because of science previously. And I think in saying so, I don't quite agree with your middle ground suggestion because it doesn't achieve anything for us. If there is new evidence that come out in February, as we have been told, then the committee can review that decision at that particular point in time. So I'm speaking to principle more than anything else, to say let us be guided by that which we hold dear, and that is the principles. Thank you very much.
Thank you, South Africa. And Vietnam, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vietnam agree with the with your proposal, and we would like to be holding the maximum residue limits of right to permit SF8. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Vietnam, and then I have Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Costa Rica desea expresar su preocupación ante esta situación debido a que el Comité de Residuos de Medicamentos Veterinarios se ha apoyado fuertemente en la evaluación de riesgo que ha llevado a cabo el IECFA, y por ello esto es una garantía de que se establece un límite máximo de residuos seguros sobre una base científica. Consideramos que debe apoyarse la ractopamina en el trámite 8 y la necesidad de aportar mayor información científica podría presentarse en un futuro cuando esta merite una revisión del medicamento. En otro sentido, los países sabríamos desde este punto de vista que por el momento, debido a las legislaciones que contienen la Comunidad Europea y China, sabemos los países que no tendríamos oportunidad de llevar un producto que contenga esta sustancia. Sin embargo, esto nos permitiría que el comercio nos sea más factible para otros mercados también. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Costa Rica. And then I have Philippines, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Philippines supported the adoption of the MRL at the CCVRDF. We continue to support this, but because I believe we should not undermine the Codex process for establishing an MRL. However, for the sake of China, who was not able to attend the meeting, we will support your recommendation to keep it at step 8, but request China to provide the scientific evidence within that time to change the procedure. It is important for us to have an MRL as a guiding level for the use of this drug. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Philippines and the United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we understand the proposal put forward by the chair that you're suggesting we hold it at step 8, the United States would support doing this. We believe this would give EFSA time to do the scientific review. We understand and appreciate the concerns of China and the concerns that have been raised by the European countries. We believe this would give them sufficient time to complete the scientific work.
Thank you, United States. And then I have Spain, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Me gustaría decirle que, a la vista de la propuesta que hizo el presidente, nos gustaría que previamente hablara la Comisión Europea. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Spain. And then I have France, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Évidemment, nous soutenons la position exprimée par la Commission européenne, puisque aujourd'hui, nous recommençons à représenter les 27 pays de la communauté européenne. Manifestement, vous l'avez constaté, il n'y a pas de consensus. Alors, j'ai entendu qu'il fallait respecter les principes de travail, les procédures, et je croyais avoir compris que le consensus était un de nos éléments de décision. C'est la raison pour laquelle nous soutenions le renvoi à l'étape 6. Votre compromis, Monsieur le Président, je le soumets à la Commission qui a la responsabilité de déterminer la position européenne. Mais donc, si vous le permettez, je passerai la parole à la Commission. Merci.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two particularly striking issues emerge from this discussion. Well, actually, three. One, that it's a difficult issue.
Excuse me. Just as a matter of procedure, I have the chair, and I am supposed to give the floor to the European community. So, friends, with due respect, I'm still in the chair.
My apologies, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So, European community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just two striking issues, which I'd like to recall. First and foremost, there appears to be a view to those who support the adoption of this standard that essentially the work of JECFA and CCRVDF pointed simply towards adoption. But let me recall that the discussions in CCRVDF were very difficult on this issue. And when it last met in September of last year in Colorado, a very substantial number of members strongly opposed forwarding the standard for adoption. In fact, one-third or so of the members present, and a very strong reservation was entered in that respect. A second issue, frankly, China's intervention. I think it would be very, very wrong of this commission to essentially impose a standard on China, the world's largest producer and consumer of pig meat, which did not have an opportunity to present its views at the last meeting of CCRVDF. My Chinese colleague has outlined very eloquently the particular circumstances of pig meat production and consumption in China. They have special issues. They deserve to be fully aired, and China deserves the opportunity to come forward with an opinion on the validity of the scientific evidence underpinning this standard. From the perspective of the European community, let me highlight once again the very sensitive nature of this issue in Europe. We're the world's second largest producer and consumer, I stress. It cannot be a coincidence that the largest and second largest producers and consumers of pig meat in the world are not supportive of adoption of this standard. We have a huge task ahead of us in engaging with our stakeholders. It's not just an issue of scientific evidence. As Norway outlined, there are other very important issues that also need to be taken account. So, notwithstanding all those issues, in a spirit of compromise, we could support your proposal to hold the standard at step 8. but with the clear understanding that CCRVDF should, at its next meeting, have an opportunity to acquaint itself with any new scientific evidence which we or China or indeed any other members might bring to the table. Thank you.
Thank you very much, European Community. And then I have Portugal, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would say that Portugal supports the position of the European Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And then I have Mali, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je dois dire que le Mali est très préoccupé par la tournure que prennent les événements. C'est pourquoi nous soutenons la position de l'Afrique du Sud. Parce que nous pensons que pour les pays en voie de développement, notre principale garantie, c'est les preuves scientifiques. Donc, et ça, c'est le principe de travail du Codex. Si nous sortons de cela, ça pose problème, même si je suis d'avis qu'il y a d'autres considérations qu'il faut prendre en compte. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mali. And then I have Singapore, New Zealand, and I close the list.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been listening carefully on what has transpired. Singapore used to articulate quite a fair bit of views on the rectal permit. But I think we have more than scientific evidence to consider this matter, because we seem to be embarking on a journey that we can forget about genetic improvement. And that seems to be the problem. And we are continuously now relying more and more on chemicals to improve productivity. And I don't know whether this is the right thing to do. It's a very fundamental principle, and I think Codex should seriously consider that. To really make an unequivocal statement that this is a way to go forward, that we should depend on chemicals to improve productivity, and we can say goodbye to the genetic improvement. So I think this is one thing we have to consider. I think ractopamine belongs to a group of chemicals that's beta agonist, which is currently prohibited in my country in use in animal production. And again, I think scientific evidence can prove that it has very little consequence to human health comparing to the other beta agonists. There must be very good analytical methods to differentiate ractopamine from all the other beta agonists. I think there are issues. There are still quite a number of issues not fully resolved, and I would certainly support you hold the ractopamine at step 8 and until every country has a chance to really look at it and consider apart from scientific evidence, but also fundamental principles of animal husbandry and the use of veterinary drugs in promotions of productivity. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore, and I need to remind the delegations that we are still operating using our clock. 2 minutes, please. I have New Zealand, and I had closed the list. Unfortunately, I cannot take any more list. I had closed the list. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We can also support your compromise proposal to hold the standard at step 8 to enable the committee to review the further scientific evidence that EFSA is expected to submit. We have taken note of the fact that EFSA is proceeding with this scientific evaluation and expects to be able to submit additional information in time for consideration at the next meeting of CCRVDF. We believe this is a good way to address the concerns that have been expressed by a number of countries against adoption of the standard at this point. So we believe that that it also provides an opportunity for the committee to consider further scientific evidence from a significant food regulator. So for all these reasons, I think we believe this is a good way to proceed. As you have yourself said, we have adopted a similar approach earlier this week on other standards, so we could support this approach. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I had closed the member the list of member countries, and I have IFAH, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. IFA notes that several delegations support the adoption of the ractopamine MRLs as a reference point to ensure food safety for public health purposes, which we do as well in representing the manufacturer. Further, importantly, IFA notes that some delegations have requested time to advance their internal risk assessments. Thus, to support consensus, we support the Chair's recommendations that the ractopamine MRLs are held at step 8 of the process for 1 year, thereby providing countries additional time to conduct their risk assessments and also provide for further discussion at the forthcoming Codex Committee on Residues of Vet Drugs and Foods, if needed. So we support the Chair's recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, IFAH. And can I ask, go to the Secretary and if they can give us questions of how we would handle this issue next? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to give some ideas about what would happen and what the time sequence would be if the Commission decides to hold this draft maximum residue limit at step 8. The forthcoming session of Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Food is foreseen in May 2009. Between this and the next session of the Commission, which is a chance for us. The circular letter inviting comments to the priority list to be drawn up by the next session of the CCRVDF has already gone out, and all member countries will have about 10 months, still 10 months, to reply to that circular letter. And on the basis of the country comments, a working group on priority list of established by the committee will look at those comments, and this would feed into the discussion and the decision of the next session of CCRVDF. Again, I say, which will be held in May 2009. Therefore, the next session of the Commission, the 32nd session of the Commission, will be in a position to reevaluate the situation. In the event that CCRVDF agrees to include the substance into the priority list for JECFA, the Commission, it will not be too late for the Commission to decide eventually at this stage to regrade the step of the substance to step 6. And if there is no, if this substance is not included in such a list, the Commission may be able to take another decision. Anyway, without preempting the decision of the Commission in its next session, we might not overly delay the process, while we should give another chance to the committee to look at this question. So this would be the consequences of holding the substance at step 8. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, for that further clarification on how we are going to proceed. And we can, therefore, as Commission, summarize as follows. We would adopt at step 8 Colistin and would retain at step 8 ractopamine, and also invite the Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Foods to revisit this ractopamine in its next session that will be held next year in May, and the Commission will have the opportunity to review this ractopamine in its next session, that is the 32nd session. That will be our decision as a commission on these proposals. Thank you very much. Then the next one on the list, it's also from the same committee, proposed draft maximum residual limits for veterinary drugs, and in this case, erythromycin. Any objection as to why we shouldn't adopt this at step 5-8? No? Thank you very much. This is adopted at step 5-8. And then the next on the list is proposed draft guideline for conduct of food safety assessment for foods derived from recombinant DNA in animals, proposed at step 5-8. Any objections as to why we shouldn't adopt this? Columbia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Simplemente es una solicitud de aclaración de forma en la versión en español a la traducción de ADN recombinante, animales con ADN recombinante. Según la versión en español dice animales de ADN. Creo que lo correcto debería ser con ADN recombinante. Esa es la propuesta de Colombia. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Colombia. You have always been very helpful to us when it comes to the Spanish. We appreciate. Any other observation on this? No? Thank you very much. Then we adopt at step 5-8. The next one is also from the same task force, proposed draft annex on food safety assessment of foods derived from recombinant DNA plants modified for nutritional or health benefits, being proposed to be adopted at step 5-8. Any objections on this? Colombia, is that you've forgotten your flag? Put your flag down, or you on the floor? No? Thank you very much. Then this is adopted at step 5-8.
He wants the floor.
You on the floor? Okay, Colombia, please.
Señor presidente, tenía otra observación en el anexo del documento anterior, que es la siguiente.
Sorry, I'm sorry, we had adopted that, so I cannot really go back unless you think it's something that is technically wrong and it will not, it will question our adoption at step 5-8. I'm not inclined to reopen, going back to what we had adopted. So can I invite comments on the next one that we are just looking at?
Sí. Señor Presidente.
On the Colombia, please.
Es una observación de carácter técnico, pero más que observación, una solicitud en este sentido, si me permite. Apoyamos el trámite acelerado del anexo, pero solicitamos se dé la discusión con relación a continuar las consultas de evaluaciones de bioinformática en la ventana de 8 a 6 secuencias de aminoácidos. Si me permite hacer un soporte, lo diría en los siguientes términos. Lo anterior se sustenta en el hecho de que existe evidencia experimental sobre la presencia de hepito PB de 6 aminoácidos en varios antígenos, incluyendo alérgenos. El empleo de este criterio en la evaluación de organismos modificados genéticamente se sustenta en que es posible que la concordancia con 6 aminoácidos contiguos encontrada entre la proteína en estudio y un alérgeno coincida con una región reconocida por anticuerpo IgE, es decir, un epítope. Cuando es de esperarse, no todos los hallazgos positivos de similitud se relacionan con un verdadero epítope, generando así falsos positivos. Sin embargo, la utilización de una ventana de mayor tamaño reduce la utilidad de predicción al permitir la ocurrencia de falsos negativos, lo cual es de mayor preponderancia por su repercusión en la salud humana. Además, la existencia de un resultado positivo mediante esta evaluación no determina la decisión final en cuanto al potencial alergénico de la proteína en cuestión, sino que exige la realización de ensayos
confirmatorios. Colombia, thank you very much. That is very technical, and I don't think we have the capability to handle such technical issue here. And could you? We have already adopted that as step 5H. Okay, we have adopted, unless you want, you are reopening the discussion that of on whether we should adopt or not adopt a step 8, but 5-8, we have already adopted that as step 5-8, and the intervention is very technical, it's appropriately discussed in the task force, and unfortunately we are not very sure whether we would have that opportunity in the near future. So I would propose, unless you are objecting to the adoption of the text at step 5-8, could you, Sudan? Can I make my point clear, please? We have already adopted the proposed draft guideline for conduct of food safety assessment for foods derived from recombinant DNA animals. And I'm not prepared to reopen the discussion on something that we have adopted. So now I am on the next text from that task force, proposed draft annex on food safety assessment of foods derived from recombinant DNA plants modified for nutritional and healthy benefits. And the floor is open for any observations, interventions on this text I've just read. Please, Sudan.